Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's the middle of the week, and it's a good reminder to stop and say, how are you doing this week? If you haven't been a part of Monday and Tuesday's weekday podcast, catch up on them. Listen to them in the car or on the treadmill or when you go for your walk, but just get caught up and commit yourself to these 5 days in this week to stay focused and experience all that the Lord has for you through these weekday podcasts. Today, I want us to take a look at the 63rd Psalm, and in verse 1, something really simple, but it talks about being an earnest seeker, S-E-E-K-R, a seeker. The scripture says, oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and a weary land where there is no water. Do you get the picture? I'm literally parched. I desperately need what only you have, God. And God is ours because we are his. You see, he is a very personal creator. He's a very personal, divine, holy father. He is a personal God. He wants us to approach him and address him as my God, as my father. This is what kids do with their parents. I mean, they address them as mom or dad or mommy or daddy. It's even like my kids. They knew me as daddy. They got mature and a little older. They still call me daddy. My oldest daughter's 27. When she calls, she always calls me daddy. That's the most beautiful thing to my ears. And to know that I have the opportunity to be a daddy lets me know that I believe the Lord longs for us to personally address him, to be able to say, Father, you are my heavenly Father. I love you. You know what? Because he's so personal that we can go to him and say, Father. We can do it just like a kid and their parents or a parent with their kid. This is how we, as followers of Jesus, are to approach God. You see, we can earnestly approach heaven and state our need to my God. You can do that, your God. Firm faith, you see, allows us to claim God as our own. But we don't possess God for any other reason other than he first possessed us. You see, possession breeds desire. Full assurance and access to our Heavenly Father doesn't hinder diligence and faithfulness and uprightness and righteousness. I mean, it encourages it. It doesn't squander it. We seek after our own. We seek earnestly and we seek early. You know, earnest seekers of the Savior can't wait to spend time with Jesus. Early in the morning, they want to encounter the love of God. Before the day has gotten hot in the summer, they want to have heard from God. And he removes any worry from our soul when we take after him and become a seeker after him. God, when he was providing manna for his children in Israel, it quenched their soul's thirst and it fed their body. But the manna dissolved as if it wasn't there when not gathered early in the day. You know, in the same way, we're to be earnestly seeking the Lord. We're to be seeking what his will is for our life and what his eternal agenda is at the beginning of each day. His mercies are new every day, and so are his directives. You see, today, maybe what we ought to do is discover that our soul is in a weary spot of worry, but weariness makes the presence of God more desirable, or it should. We become desperate for God when the fatigue and the weariness of life kind of parches our thirsty soul, when outward comforts are absent and we can continue as we walk in the serenity and the beauty and the peace of the Lord Jesus. Now, you might feel totally alone right now, maybe because nobody seems to understand or accept your point of view or know what you're going through. Maybe you feel undervalued. Maybe you don't feel appreciated. And maybe in a bunch of ways, you've become like this mercenary for the mission of the organization that you serve. Maybe you only show up for a paycheck, or your patience has run thin, or your kids are driving you crazy. But Jesus is calling you to himself during this time of disconnect. Learn how to love when you're not being loved, and learn how to understand when you're not being understood. Learn how to serve when you're not being served. And when that happens, we earnestly seek God so we can have energy for others. Earnest seekers, my friend, they know what to do when they find their Heavenly Father. They rest, they reflect, they enjoy. They allow God to rejuvenate our sickly soul. They do the same. I mean, isn't that true? Do that picture. As you seek God, you'll find him. When you find him, allow him to be your father. Trust him to love you as only he can, and trust him to correct you as only way he can. Trust him to forgive you as the only way he can, and trust him to lead you as only he can. When we earnestly seek the Father, because he earnestly cares for us, we find joy, fulfillment, contentment, satisfaction, and we can lay our head on the pillow knowing that our Father has blessed and kept our soul as eternal and earnest seekers. My friend, trust that today, and I look forward to knowing a little bit more about what you think about all of these weekday podcasts. Please send me a note, chuck@sugarhill.church. I'd love to hear from you, and be sure you share these with the buttons below to Facebook, Instagram, or to Twitter. God bless you. See you soon. Bye now.